Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Telly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Anna, God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Hava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hey everyone, Ronnie here. This is not a traditional Real Housewives of Orange County recap at all. It's not a play-by-play. Ben is still out of town till next week. So I just took the opportunity to take a field trip and go up to Leah Black's house in Hollywood Hills and just chat and have a good time. We do talk about Real Housewives of Orange County. It's just not a traditional step-by-step recap. So don't worry. Those recaps are coming back next week. Thank you so much to Leah. And let's just start at Leah's place. Okay? You guys enjoy.
Was that the test?
That's so I can sync them up because I'm going to get my audio. So you have to talk closer to your mic.
I will. Yeah, I'm going to talk right very there. Close.
Okay, let me look. Okay, everybody, welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we'd love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie. I'm also from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. Ben is still out of town, but I came on a field trip by myself, which is why it sounds so echoey, because I'm in a cavern of marble and hairspray and crystal, okay? I'm at the house of Leah Black from from Real Housewives of Miami. Hello, Leah.
Hi, Ronnie. Hi, everybody. I'm just so happy to be here to laugh at Ronnie's jokes today.
Thank you so much for doing this for me. It's really great doing this in your house. I just did one in my house, and it's a dump, okay? It's a dump, and it's really nice to be here and just look at all these shiny things and clean things, central air.
We have central air. Oh, that's fabulous. Can you believe the heat wave? Oh my gosh, it's so hot here.
I know, but don't you get sick of it when it's like summer and everyone's like, oh my God, it's so hot. Not you, I'm doing you because I'm here.
I get worried about those fires. That's what I'm worried about the heat about. The heat doesn't bother me because I have air conditioning, but I do worry about, you know, the fires.
Yeah,
fires.
I feel like God hates rich people because those fires always take out like these areas, you know, it's like the hills.
Oh, they do? I didn't know that. I thought they were out in the middle of nowhere.
Poor people live in the cement, girl.
Oh my gosh, I never thought about that. Well, at least those are people that can afford to rebuild. I feel bad for the people who can't afford to rebuild.
Yeah, those are people who are up north. Those people really get hit bad.
That's bad.
Because even poor people live around greenery. Here in LA, poor people are just stuck in the cement. So we're safe.
Oh my God, it's hilarious in LA. People, there's the rich and there's the poor. You never hear that anywhere else in the world. People don't bring it up.
They have to well, I do because class. You're rich and I'm poor. So I have to, it's like I reverse rub it in your face every
That's
time.
Funny.
So we have a very special episode of Real Housewives of Orange County. The reason it's special is just because I'm here, really.
Oh,
that's the only reason.
That's why it's special, because I'm here.
Yeah. Did you find it special for any other reason? What's your macro note on this episode of Real Housewives of Orange County?
Oh, my God. Well, again, you know, they're starting the new girls in. So when you bring in the new girls, it's always a little bit of a lull, and then it picks up because you got to get them introduced and who they are and their family, this and that. I will say this one, though, had less of a lull than most when they introduced new girls because they started both catfighting right off the bat.
Well, last night they finally did, but they kept them separated because they had that episode where they separated Vicky and Tamara and what's-her-buns, Vicky, Tamara, and Shannon, so they could all make up again and pretend they're friends.
Pretend they're friends.
Yeah,
you know, that's the other thing with these girls. I guess they're now just used to fighting and making up and fighting and making up. For me, I think the superficial fights, yes, you fight and make up. When someone gets really below the belt or really nasty or lies about you, I don't really think you make up. I think you just accept them and tolerate them and hang out around them, but you don't really trust them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, like in real life. Like when you find out, like, you can fight with your friend, but then once you find out they made up cancer, like for a casserole, I don't know, it kind of changes things in real life.
See, we're still on a disagreement about that. I'm still looking for the good. I'm still not convinced 100% that Vicky really knew.
Leah, she totally knew. She had like a fake trapper keeper with no records. She helped him Photoshop records.
Yeah, but see, if that's all true, it didn't come out on the show. You see, So I only know what I saw on the show. I don't know the behind the scenes. I don't read all those gossip columns like you do. But on the show, it just kind of read like that she just kind of turned a blind eye. She wasn't really sure. She didn't want to embarrass him.
I mean, that's really blind, though. that's a super blind eye.
Oh, my God.
When your boyfriend is telling everyone he has cancer, yeah, that's like a blind eye. I mean,
yeah,
you'd be peeing on a strip every day at my house. But also, sometimes when we have talks about this kind of stuff, I forget, like, hello, you're Leah Black, so you're a defense...
See, you're innocent until proven guilty. Well, yes. I will say this. Once I am convinced, then there's no turning back. You know, it's like Roy says, you can't throw the skunk in the jury box and ask the jury to disregard the smell. I mean, once the light goes on, I can't go back and pretend, you know what I mean, that I didn't see that for that person.
Right.
But it takes a lot for the light to go on because I want to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
But you don't.
No, I like start out from a place of hate and judgment because that's like my default face.
Yeah.
Like, you know how people have resting bitch face? I have active bitch face. Like, it's always like this. And then it lightens up, you know, like once. And then I'm like, oh, I forgive them, you know? Like, I'll be like, what a serial killer. And I'm like, oh my God, we had the best lunch together. And I'm like, I go the opposite way.
I know someone's rotten at their core, I don't want them around me or in my life or in my energy, and I don't trust them.
That's true. But once I find out someone's rotten to their core, I feel like I really know them.
That's funny.
We're humans.
Okay.
So just going through this show, Vicky and Tamara and Shannon were over in Mexico. Woohoo.
Woo-hoo.
And Tamara broke her foot.
I saw that. I gotta tell you something. I laughed so hard when they were all so sloppy drunk, and then they were getting in that whirlpool. And to me, the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life were those Spanx that went from her bra to her toes. And then when she bent over, there was a big hole in it. I was just dying. Oh my God, I was just dying. But you know what? She's got such a good heart and she's so funny and she's so not trying to be pretentious, you know, like she wasn't trying to be pretentious. That's just who she is. She put on those Spanx, she got in the hole, she bent over for the whole world to see that hole, and she got right in there and had herself a good old time. So God bless her. God.
And also God bless tequila. Tequila has brought us so many Shannon moments.
I'm going to tell you right now, I would have stolen the tape out of the camera and I would have held every person hostage that was in that room until I got that footage back before I let someone see me bend over my Spanx with a big hole in the bottom.
Later in the episode, she's like, what are you talking about? I was wearing 3 pairs of Spanx. I could have gotten more Spanx.
She was a great addition to the show. I mean, she really brought life into that show because, I mean, she's just so out there and so unapologetic about everything.
So we open with Tamara on one of those little scooter things, which is great.
That's funny. Yeah.
I kind of wish they got her on a Jazzy, you know, one of those ones from Disney World, like when you go to Disney World and there's really big people and they have to be on the Jazzy scooter. Because that's like my goal. You know, I can't wait to go around Disney World when I'm like 600 pounds just on a Jazzy scooter.
Oh my God, you should have. I was there yesterday. There were a few of those 600 pound people there and I felt so bad for them. I don't know why you would go out in the heat like that.
Jazzy.
You know, even do that. Oh,
I'm
my
not
God.
There yet, but even I was like, I walked my dog and I was like, bye world.
Yeah, it was hot.
See you soon. So they go to the doctor and Vicky's cracking up because they're like, Tamara and Vicky again. Woohoo. Oh my God, the doctor's hot. Let's make jokes, bitch. Or whatever. We can skip most of that. Let's see.
Are you talking about the cute doctor, the one that she went to for the follow-up?
Yeah, do you think that guy was cute?
Yeah, I thought he was really cute. And I thought he was kind of blushing, but going along. But he was sort of out of his element. But I thought it was kind of funny because he was cute.
Do your doctors come in full suits?
I don't even know. Usually they have a jacket on. Don't they have a jacket on? Don't they have the white jacket on?
Yeah, he wasn't in that. He was in like a Brooks Brothers. He's maybe. Hello, ladies. It's like, is this guy for filler? What do you do? What are you getting your
maybe
foot fixed here
for? He has a jacket on when he's doing like exams and medicine stuff, and then he just dresses professional when he's just doing his rounds. I don't know.
Yeah. So they have to go, because work. Get back to work, Colonel Bustard. He says something weird like that to her. And then Tamara's like, oh my God, my life is shut. It is recovering bets. We've got bets boxes. I mean, I'm active. How am I going to work out with this? Which is Tamara's whole storyline. It's like, how are we going to work out this season?
I know. It's like, I would be worried about the boxes getting moved in and my husband having his 10th heart surgery. And she's like, how am I going to work out with this foot?
So she's like, by the way, speaking of broken foots, have you spoken to Kelly? And Vicky's like, no, not yet. You know, look, we're friends with Michael. We're friends with Michael. So we invited Michael out on the date. Yeah, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. It wasn't my fault. What do you think of this? Is this Vicky's fault?
I think Vicky should have ran it by Kelly because I think she should have just been sensitive enough to say, listen, Kelly, my boyfriend wants to invite this couple out on a double. Is that an issue for you? And if she said, yeah, that's an issue, then I wouldn't have gone. If she said, no, it wasn't an issue, then I would have gone. But yeah. I think she should have brought
okay,
it up.
Okay, good. Because so
I don't
you
think
know
you want to hear
code.
About that through. I don't think you want to hear about that through third parties. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of embarrassing. And not only that, I mean, when you're married that long, I mean, even though you decided to end, it doesn't mean, you know, still have some feelings for the guy. And then she's got the daughter. And I don't know. I think Vicky made a misstep. And I think Vicky knew at the time she probably shouldn't have done it. Yeah, but, you know, Vicky knows that she can get everyone to forgive her.
Like, well, you know point. What I found out about Michael? He has cancer, you know, and I believe in can't kill all cancer. So, you know, I put him on a date. It's like, okay, Vicky, too far.
Wait, who has cancer?
No, and I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. That's
something Vicky would say to get someone on her side. I just wanted to help him through his cat kill all cancer. So Kelly, let's see. Tamara's like, honestly, I'm on Kelly's side, which, of course. So everybody's on the same page here. So next we see this chick, Emily, at the gym with her at a family gym. Who came up with that?
I don't know.
Is that a thing?
No, it's not. First, it's dangerous for the kids. Secondly, no one's going to really get in a workout. And third, what was that? I didn't get it. Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
nope.
No, not for me. It would be my mother there right behind me like, try harder, fatty.
Yeah,
like,
I think you go on a family trip to Disney World. I don't think you go on a family trip to the gym.
Yeah, gross. The OC is a disgusting place. I can't believe that's a thing. So she's there with Larry, her father-in-law, and her mother-in-law, Perry. And, you know, typical mother-in-law with a son that just sits on a couch and drinks juice all day. Have you noticed that about the dad?
I didn't even notice.
He just
notice.
Sits there and he has these lips and he's like just sips his juice like, I took care of the kids all day. Get a job.
That's
Sorry.
Funny. Maybe he's retired.
No, he never even got his bar. That was the whole argument in this thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So well, but maybe, but wait a minute. So maybe he is semi-retired because how can he support the family if he doesn't
she
have a job?
She's a lawyer.
Yeah, no, I get that. But he's still got, I mean, you need two incomes to live the way they live.
I don't know. I'm wondering if they have one of those like OC starter houses where she knows she's going to be on the OC, so they had to get a bigger house. You know what I mean? You know how they do that?
See, I kind of thought up until he started talking about the bar that maybe he just did other things, not lawyering. You don't think he's doing anything?
He's doing something because they talked on GChat. That's how they like hooked up. And I think they were both at work or something.
No, I think he's got to have some kind of a job going. He's just not lawyering.
Yeah, because he says he works. Oh, yeah, we know what he does. He does like workers' comp. I don't know.
See,
everybody's like hitting their steering wheel.
See, normally
right now,
what these lawyers that haven't gotten their bar pass thing do, what they do is they go work for a law firm and they work under that law firm's umbrella and they just can't charge what a real lawyer charges or a certified lawyer charges and they charge less and the law firm's responsible for their work product.
Oh.
So maybe he's working. Are they stripping?
Or they just get naked.
Maybe he's working at a law firm. That's interesting. How come we don't know that? Why did we not know that
We
yet?
Do know. They did tell us. I'm just like literally stupid.
God, there's just so much to follow and remember.
There's so much to remember, but it's like so low stakes. It's like, what does the husband who drinks too much juice do? Like, I don't care. Like, she pays the bills. You know, I mean, we've got years to figure it out. So she's got kind of that funny, like, Gina face, that Gina Keough face, Emily. And the mother-in-law is telling her, well, when are you going to push him to get a job as lawyer, take the bar? When are you going to do it? She's like, if you couldn't
maybe
do it, I
can. Maybe the mother-in-law is subsidizing the income, and she wants the bum to get off the couch.
Probably.
Who knows?
Because last year they had Persian Peggy, the Armenian Peggy, and then they got rid of her. So I'm glad they're keeping some Persian parity with Perry.
Oh, my God. The Persian culture is interesting to me. I like it. It's fascinating to watch.
Yeah. Watch some Shaws of Sunset.
Ooh, I've never watched that.
It just came back on the air. It just
you know
came
what?
Back
I never watched that, and I might have watched it, but this one guy on the show who I've never met, doesn't know me, I don't know him from Adam, said some trashy, ugly thing about me on Watch What Happens Live, and it got back to me like 50 different ways, and I was like,
what did he say?
I don't even remember. I didn't care, really.
Uh-huh. What, tell me.
I really don't remember what he said. But what bothered me about it is, you know, when you don't even know somebody, haven't even met them, at least put it in context. Just say, but it wasn't like about the show. It was personal, you know? I was like, that's weird. I don't know. I didn't watch it. I don't even know which guy it was. I just know it was a guy. Yeah, I think it was the guy with the mustache. I think it was. Because I remember now thinking, oh, you know, I met him one night at some restaurant. I didn't meet him. I just saw him there with, you know, holding court with a bunch of people getting their picture taken. And I remembered, oh, yeah, I've seen that guy before. The sad thing about it is Brendan wanted to invite him to one of my parties. I said, invite him. I don't care. And then Brendan said, well, after he said those ugly things about you, I wouldn't invite him. I said, I don't care. He can come anyway. He doesn't even know me. How could he have such an opinion about somebody he's never even met?
Well, he'd eat all the food anyway. Reza, like that
oh,
show
he likes
they
to eat?
Eat. Yeah,
oh.
You know how you always put out a big spread here?
Yeah.
They do that every meal that they're at. There's
oh,
like
I know.
There's like sushi, burger, steak.
That's like Chinese. New Jersey. Do you see how that's how they eat in New Jersey? They mm-hmm. put out every meal. They got like 20 plates of food. I mean, we're lucky around here. Like if we get like, I mean, honestly, RJ's like, Mom, can I call, you know, what is it, Uber Eats again? Go ahead. And we do have a toaster oven that works.
I did that Uber Eats McDonald's last
yeah.
night.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Or the boys home?
No, they wouldn't be home yet.
I just hear garages. It's Freda. Okay, it's Freda. So next up, Vicky and Kelly go to lunch to fight about, you know, Vicky setting up Michael or
yeah.
whatever. And Kelly's like, I thought this was someone I could trust, but she's on Michael's side.
I love Kelly Dodge. She's one of my favorite all-time favorites, but she forgave her way too fast.
Yeah.
She was like, okay, I forgive you. Well, no, bitch, you don't forgive her, because if you did forgive her, you wouldn't still be stewing about it. So just tell her the truth. I've got to think this through. I'm not sure I'm going to ever forgive you, or at least I don't forgive you for now. But she's like, okay, I forgive you. Bye. Let's
because
hug.
Vicky never
Kumbaya.
Just ends it. She doesn't end it. So this scene, Kelly's like, I was hurt. And Vicky says, yeah, I was hurt too. I was hurt too. What are you hurt about?
Yeah, see, she turned it around. We're what, like,
that's
right? What does
what
she
Vicky
have to
does.
Be hurt? Yeah, I don't know. She didn't have anything to be hurt about.
Yeah, I was like, I was hurt too. Yeah, I was hurt too. And she's wearing this black dickie. It's like a turtleneck thing, but with no shirt. It's like the weirdest thing. And then this jacket. It's like, did your turkey neck get a musical? Like, what's
oh
happening?
My God.
So Kelly's like, let me explain. I get that Michael was dating. I was just upset that I heard it from someone else, and I believe we were good friends, Vicky, and we're supposed to share things. And she's like, look, back it up, back it up, back it up. There's a whole story. There's a whole story here. Okay, I was going to tell you it did it with Jolie, but, like, she's six. So, like, or she's in sixth grade. I don't want to say it about Jolie. Who talks about that in front of Jolie? I was like, Kelly was talking about boning other dudes in front of Jolie. Like, I think
well,
it's
that's
okay,
true.
Vicky.
Well, Kelly has a little bit of a double standard in that she's out not just dating, but publicly dating and posting all about it. But the difference is that she's doing that on her own, you know, like
right.
so no one's setting her up, you know.
Yeah.
So I think the rub there wasn't that he went on a date or that he went on a date with another couple. The rub was that she thought someone who was her really good friend set him up, and that bugged her.
Yeah.
So
and then Vicky just starts changing the argument as she does, because Kelly's like, I was living on the And Vicky's like,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. We keep moving the box. So
you know what?
You guys, it's a very professional
you
setup
get the
here. There's a mic on top of a box with an iPad leaning up against the box.
And a dog in my
dogs
lap.
Dogs in arms.
And my hair's in curlers.
But a mic for her, and I'm recording into my phone.
Oh my
so
God.
I'm sure it's going to be another totally classy sounding podcast.
Whatever. Anyway. We always have fun. But you know what? You get the sense about Vicky that she's a proficient a professional apologizer. Like, she just gets her, she digs herself in a hole, she digs herself out, she apologizes, and she does it. So she's had so much experience at putting out these conflicts, fires, and fights that to her, it's like, oh, here's another one. Kelly's upset with me now. Like, you know, she really is the real OG.
She's sorry anymore. Yeah, no, she's like, I don't want to be yelled at. I deserve respect. You don't just deserve respect. You earn respect.
I agree with that. I agree with Kelly.
Nope, I will have it. I will have respect. And I just wrote, sunlight is not nice to Vicky. Like, the sunlight hates Vicky.
But the thing is, I don't even know why, you know, she brought up that respect thing. It has nothing to do with respect. It has to do with just courtesy of giving your friend a heads up on what you're getting ready to do that she might or might not like, or at least even just engaging her and say, would you have a problem with it?
You know, Vicky's never been very smart with who she goes up against on this show. I mean,
well, she's not. I don't think people think she's calculating. I don't think she's calculating. If she was calculating, she'd be much more smart and strategic about her fights.
Yeah, she tries to be calculating. That's my favorite part about A Real Housewife, when they're really trying to be calculating, but
they
fail
at it
in every single turn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I find her fascinating. You know, whether you like her or not, I think she does bring a lot to the show, and she's fascinating. I think they have a great cast right now with Shannon. My favorites in that group, Shannon, Kelly, and Vicky stirring the pot constantly. Tamara's good, but Tamara's kind of predictable. You know, it's nothing really new ever with Tamara. Other than, you know, her personal
happened?
Problems.
Like, I feel like the person that really hurt Tamara is Jesus. Like, let's be honest. Like, turning to Jesus, like, that was one lunch date she could have missed. Because I really liked... I mean, I've always disliked Tamara because I think she's a horrible friend and a horrible human being. And now
do?
Yeah, she's terrible. She betrays everybody. She's awful. And she tries to ruin their lives. I don't like that. I don't think she's a nice girl.
I never noticed that much about her.
She's very funny, so I like her on the show.
Well, who do you think she tried to ruin their life, for example?
Well, just recently, I mean, in the most recent history, when Shannon came on, do you remember when she was with Heather
Dubrow?
And they're like, oh my God, Shannon. You're yelling again. And she's like, no, I'm not. Yes, you are, Shannon. What's wrong? Is she crazy? Should we call the hospital? And they got Shannon so upset that by the end, she's like, you will all see the truth! You know, screaming and yelling.
Well, yeah.
Like, she's crazy. And then Vicky, all that cancer stuff was gross on Vicky's part. And all that stuff had started coming out on the blogs that Brooks was faking cancer that he had multiple times. Like, one time he said...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, one time he said he had nose cancer, like, to get out of paying child support. The guy's terrible. But Tamara, it's like she brings up all this stuff on camera to hurt the friend.
She plants the seed and knows that people are going to throw fire on it.
Yeah,
you know?
She'll just throw her own friends under the bus every single time.
One thing I noticed, too, is if you follow all the blogs and all the articles and all the social media, you have a different perception and opinion of the girls on the show than if you just watch the show and take away what's on the show. Like, you know all the background of all that. Like, I didn't know he'd faked the cancer thing five times. If I would have known that, you see, would have put it in a different context for me.
Yeah, evidence.
But I'm not like an addict like you are, Ronnie. I have a real life. And I'm lucky to even fast forward on TiVo and catch most of these shows, you know?
Yeah, but a lot of it, too, is just that when it's every week that you're watching it, stuff comes out. And, of course, you know, I do take 10 pages of notes.
Yeah.
But then it's the same when I talk to Ben. He's like, I don't believe that Vicky faked it, and so I have to go.
You have
it's
to
like
go
being
the
on
evidence.
The big team,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, really? Well, here's the evidence I pulled up from. Yeah. Tamara Tata's batch, you know? And so then it does start.
So you have a lot more invested in the show, you know, than a normal audience viewer would. So you have probably better insight, intuition, and reality check than the rest of us.
For sure.
Yeah.
If I'm going to lie about you having cancer, you best believe I will have decent evidence and I will get my casseroles.
You know, that was the one thing that was always important to me when I was on the show. I would never put my credibility on the line. Like, I remember Roy saying to me one time, you need to just say this about this girl. And I'm like, I'm not saying that because I don't believe it to be true. It's not true. She's not really good at that. She's not great at that. She's not the best at that. And I'm not going to say it because I'm not putting my credibility on the line. So when she screws it up, then it looks like, well, Leah backed her up. So I think your credibility and telling the truth is very important if you want to sustain a career after that show.
Yeah.
Some of them, I think that show is their career. That's going to be their lifelong career, some of them.
Oh, yeah. Look at Gretchen. She's still like hawking, you know, she's still trying with that whole makeup. I don't even know what Gretchen's doing, but
well,
I see her
all
over
the handbags
all time.
Well, she is a very pretty girl, and she came to my book signing. So anybody that came to my book signing, I give them a pass because you know how hard I work to sell my book.
Yeah.
Red Carpets and White Lies, shameless plug. But Page Six said
girl.
I was the next Jackie Collins, so it must be good. But anyway, so I forgive her for anything because she came to my book signing. But she's a very pretty girl. I don't know. I heard from behind the scenes why she wasn't back on the show, but Jeff's going to have her on his radio show sometime soon, I heard, so I guess we'll get the real her side of the story.
Well, some old queen in a bar told me that's yeah. like my sources,
right
some old queen in a bar said that it was just because she was producing herself so much and that she was just faking everything and like just being a diva and refusing to shoot
well,
with anybody.
Well, I'll tell you when you're not on this camera thing, I'll tell you what I know to be true based on inside information from people at Bravo.
By the way, when Leah says when we're not on this camera thing, she means a microphone on a box.
It's called a podcast, right? You're going to start listening to my podcast. It's on iTunes. You better tune in.
Oh, yeah.
You think it's good? Well, I'm going to start doing it on the 22nd live. I'm going to do it starting the 22nd, but I'm playing all last year's the year before right now on what is it on? It's on podcasts. It's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes. Yeah, wherever you get your
wherever
iTunes.
You find your stuff. I don't even know. I just talk trash. I don't even know. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know if anybody's listening. I just know that I do it for, I've done it for 2 years.
The best thing about a podcast, you never have to know.
And nobody cares. Who cares?
So Vicky and Kelly's fight ends with basically Kelly like, oh, I forgive you. And then Vicky's like, but I said, I'm sorry, but I don't even forgive this. She just asks herself why she's so emotional. So then Shannon is with her new business.
Oh my God, these girls. I just can't anymore.
I know. And this is
it's
like
just,
a really
it's a shit show.
Episode,
the whole
you know?
Thing's just one big shit show.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crappin'.
From legendary director Spike Lee, based on the incredible true story of the black cop who infiltrated the KKK.
Chief, I'd like to be undercover in the Ku Klux Klan.
Critics are saying it's the most important film of the year. It's furious, relevant, and funny as hell.
Can you dig it?
Right on, right on.
Black Klansman, in cinemas August 24.
Commercial.
So then we go see Shannon trying out her new QVC meals for her kids, which is just priceless.
I thought it was hilarious.
Her kids are not fake at all, you know. And Shannon's like, look at this. It's a Vietnamese noodle that has been done with a little bit of ginger. And like,
ugh. Like, okay, ginger.
I will take that note and I will tell QVC about that.
We added too much ginger. God, never mind. I mean, the questions I would ask is, you know, what is in it? What are the contents of it? How healthy is it? You know, where is it made? You know, I mean, all that. And they're like, oh, nope, that taste. They're just like out of the mouth of babes.
Yeah, they're like, they're feeding it to Archie. You know, they're
but good for Shannon. I'm rooting for her. Shannon, I mean, no, not Shannon. Yeah, Shannon. I'm hoping that your QVC thing is just like goes crazy wild. I hope you're like the next. What was that girl's name that started that diet thing? Jenny Craig.
Jenny
You're the next Jenny Craig.
It's me, Shannon Craig.
Just me.
I'm selling layers of Spanx.
Good
I mean, there's an idea that people haven't done.
You know
Spanx
what?
Spanx and layers.
Somebody's already selling that. Spanx girl's
really?
Made a fortune. She's, well,
in
not
layers?
On the show. Well, that other girl in New York sold those Spanx things one time. Remember, Heather?
Thompson,
yeah.
Yummy.
Yeah. You didn't like her?
I liked her, yeah.
I liked her, too.
I just say
she's
I like
just
that.
A not, she's not, I think she's too serious for the show. You know, she's not
yeah, she's like,
a game player.
I tried to feed Bethany Frankel a meatball as a choo-choo train, and she made me look like an idiot. I'm out of here. So we see Shannon talking to the QVC lady, and she's telling us, I want people to know you can have healthy meals with flavor. Welcome to America, Shannon, okay? It's like the welcome to the diet industry. So she's like, I reached out to Marcy at QVC. And then they show this clip, and this is every lady who works at QVC. She's like, Shannon. Like, they lift their heads up. She's like, Shannon, this is about
It's not about a diet. It's creating a lifestyle, Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like, oh, it's about a lifestyle.
I like that pitch. She goes, I can learn. I'm a quick learner. It's a lifestyle. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. Oh, my God. I used to be on HSN all the time, so I know that whole gig. And I'm telling you, once you get sucked in, it's like a cult over there. You know, like it's a whole thing. Like the whole industry is like everybody kind of knows everybody. It's a whole thing. They're all rooting for each other. That's the one thing I do like about it. They're all rooting for each other over there. They're not trying to tear each other down. You know, QVC, they don't look at you as competition. Even if they got if you got a skincare line and they got a skincare line, they don't look at you as competition.
Yeah.
You know
it's
what I mean?
You know what? We both love dry-skinned people. Let's meet in the middle. Okay?
I sell more Sudden Youth on HSN and in 20 minutes than most people's sell in a lifetime.
Are you still doing that?
I did it for years, but I did really, really well. And then I did an infomercial, Sudden Youth. And so now I just have it on LeahBlack.com because I had so many customers I built up over the years from that. But
put your butt back on the TV and start hustling. Oh, you need to be God, like Lisa Rinna. Are you kidding me, Matt Duster? Are you kidding me right
now? Oh, my God. I love Lisa Rinna, and I love her wardrobe and her clothes, and her girls are beautiful, and her husband, she's just fabulous. I
love
her.
Lisa Rinna, too. One time, she's like, whatever, don't even stand up for Lisa Vanderpump right now. And I was like, but I love her. And she goes, why don't you just crawl up her ass then, Nani?
I love her. She reminds me of... like how Lucille Ball used to, if you watch any reruns, she'd get herself in a pickle and then she'd dig herself out. And that's Lisa Rinna.
That's Lisa Rinna.
She's so cute.
She gets herself. Yeah. But Lisa Rinna would be in that chocolate factory where they're putting all the chocolates in their mouth. And I love Lucy.
Oh, stepped on my dog.
How are dogs not dying in this house? I feel like they're always under my feet in this house.
Hilarious. They are. There's
but
so many of them.
She's popping all those chocolates and then she'd be like, what? What did I do? I didn't do anything.
I used to call her Forrest Gump because she just stumbles into one thing after the other, but it always turns out to work for her. Somehow she makes it work for her. Yeah. Remember, they were razzing her about the Depends, and all of a sudden she's got selling Depends again. And then they were razzing her about the BJ on the book, and then her daughter brings it up. Now she's selling that book again. She's like Forrest Gump. She just stumbles into stuff, and it turns it out and makes it work for herself.
You are two pieces of pod, too, because
I
like,
love her.
Sell it,
girl.
I remember when I first met you, and you're like, what are you selling? I was like, well, I do this show. And you're like, you gotta have a book. Shapewear. Like, you started making this list.
I love marketing and branding people and helping them get their products out the door because I'm good at it.
Yeah,
and
you know,
I had a plan for all the girls on the Housewives of Miami. I had a whole plan for each one of them to build them an empire. But they couldn't see the forest for the trees. They were so worried about looking so fabulous in the moment and getting the attention in the moment. I'm like, oh, God, you can't deal with stupid.
Oh, God, you can't. But it's fun watching you try.
It is.
Okay, so then the kids, Gina, the one from Long Island, she has a sad storyline where she's obviously come on the show to get a divorce. And it turns out she did file, you know, we know that in real life. And she's doing that sad thing where she's just like with the kids in every scene. And now it's her kids and the mom, like, let's go to the zoo. And then she calls the husband. She's like, oh, well, okay, it's just going to take a minute. Well, just wanted to call and say hi. Okay.
That's like Kamel Grammer and Kelsey. Like, get out of my dressing room.
I'm so glad to have you.
You know what? I never understand the surprise of these women when they let their husbands live in another city and then they wonder why they wind up getting divorced. I mean, that'd be like me coming to LA and spending 80% of my time and going home 20% out of the year. I mean, how long do you think I'd stay married? I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. God, that sounds like a dream marriage. I feel like I could be married like that. I could have a husband, like, if it was just like a picture frame, you could be like, oh my God, how's he doing?
Well, you know, maybe after 25 years with somebody, like Roy probably put up with it, but I just wouldn't do it. I just can't understand.
No, you
like,
guys
well,
spent a lot of
yeah,
time together.
Yeah, we spent all the time together. Yeah. Like, I'd rather be hanging out with RJ and Roy than anybody else I could think of. I mean, I can't tell you the
That's
things
great.
I turned down because I don't even want to go. I'd rather just hang out with Roy Jr. and Roy.
Stay at home?
I love staying at home and doing nothing
hanging,
with him.
Yeah,
just
me
hanging
too.
Out, you know, and I was invited since I've been here this summer. I've probably invited 3 or 4 of those red carpet things. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm going to have to get my hair done, my makeup done, and go put on something fancy to go out and smile for a camera that no one cares that I'm even there. I don't think so.
And I like how when you're ready to be social, you're just like, come over, and then you just have a party.
Just have a party. If I want to see people, I just come to me. Yeah, come kiss the ring. Yeah, the booze is waiting.
So then Tamara and Shannon are in there. Tamara and Shannon are driving to this dinner that they're all going to have together. It's our first group dinner with the new girls.
Oh, you know how that's going to turn out.
I know. But I was actually shocked it did turn out how it did, because this Gina chick seems so not, like, she seems so sweet.
She jumped right in.
From New York, but, you know, blah, blah, blah. But she jumped really right jumped in.
Either she's watched a lot of these shows and knows you got to dance for your dinner, or she's just somebody that jumps in with an opinion. Either way, it worked for her.
Yeah, she knows she's about to get divorced, and she's like, guess what? I'm keeping my job.
And by the way, if she weren't there at that dinner, it would have been a snooze fest.
Yeah.
You know, they get mad at these girls for stirring it up, but if they didn't stir it up, no one would watch.
Yeah, and everyone's kind of agreed to be nice. So the people who would normally be fighting, like Shannon and Kelly, aren't going to be fighting. And then
right.
Kelly and Vicky, you know, are going to fight a little bit.
They've got a temporary peace pipe going.
Yes.
Kumbaya.
Shannon's face was hilarious. All the dogs are playing right now. Shannon's face was hilarious through this dinner because she wanted to hate the new girls because she always hates the new girls. Always. And Tamara even was like, Shannon hates new people. Yeah, that's good.
Well, Vicky usually doesn't like the new girls either.
Vicky always hates the
new
girls.
So, you know, they usually don't like the new girls. I always like to ingratiate the new people because I feel bad for them because, you know, they're intimidated and they kind of feel out of place. And so you want to make them feel welcome. Not these bitches.
Well, God, no kidding.
Go at them.
Well, also, you want them to talk about Vicky, not you.
Exactly.
Like, it's just like real life, you know. So they get over. Tamara and Shannon are in the car, and Shannon's like, oh, I forgot my special friendship bracelet. What about you? Because now they're going to be obnoxious this whole episode. Like, look, we're friends again. The Tres Amigos. And they do the dance like the Three Amigos from the movie. And they're just rubbing it in everyone's face. You know when girls do
God,
that?
They're I
like,
hate
we're
that.
Bonded.
Yeah.
Hey, girls.
Yeah, it's, what do you call the click?
The Three Amigos are ordering
the
now.
Cheerleaders, yeah. The two clicks. The prom queen and the cheerleader are best friends, and you're not sitting with us.
Yes, they're like that. They're like the Heathers. So Tamara's like, oh, my God, you're meeting two new friends. How do you feel? And Shannon's like,
Grinning
Shannon
and
does this thing where she doesn't open her mouth all the way. She just goes, come on, nice to meet you. Really nice to meet you. And she stays like that through the whole dinner, right?
Well, she's probably kind of trying not to, like, blurt something out. So yeah. She's kind of trying to contain herself. And she's really thinking, oh, God, I've got to go put up with another one and have another friend now that I got to fight with. Yeah,
I've got another bitch with a knife ready to come into my back, you know. But she gets that luck the whole time. And it's also her thing because every season she goes, but I was nice to you at first. I remember I smiled that whole evening. It's like you smiled like you were biting a pillow, you know, like. So let's see. So all the girls start to show up here. They start talking about their kids. And Emily's like, you know, like, it's really good being working as a mom because I need time away from my kids. I've got twins. And Shannon's like, oh, I have twins. Girls. I'm like, oh, my God. Shannon's
we
getting mad.
We have something in common.
I know. But she's, like, getting mad at everything. And then Gina comes in, and Gina's, like, the hot, young, blonde Long Island chick. And Shannon goes like this to Gina. She's like,
You're gritting your teeth with a fake smile. I didn't notice that. You notice all these little nuances.
It's so
I'm lucky just to catch the high points. Oh, my God. I wonder what's underneath that. I'm telling you, it's like, oh, God, I got to meet another one. I'm going to like her or not like her. They're going to get in a cat fight. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, so they start doing the Three Amigos dance again, blah, blah. And then Vicky's like, oh, hey, woo, everybody, did you guys hear about a girl's trip? It's like, oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, here we go again.
Yes. So then they start talking about that, and Shannon's like, well, she got naked in the jacuzzi, and I wore Spanx. And Gina goes, you know what? I'm anti-Spanx. I won't do it. I'm sorry, but I can't. And then Shannon just grits her
Wait,
teeth.
Wait, translation, my body's better than yours. I don't need Spanx. That's what she's really saying.
And Shannon was like, well, when I was 33, I rocked the natural body too. So, like, furious. So then Kelly arrives. Possibly drunk. I'm not sure what's up with Kelly. She looks like she just got out of bed. Her hair is like all over the place. She's like, oh, yeah. So she comes in and they just start yapping and having small talk with the girls. And then Vicky goes, oh my God, so how long have you been here from New Jersey? And she's like, oh my God, it's Long Island. Okay, what does everybody think is Jersey? It's a completely different fucking state.
Because Long Island has a connotation of elite and money, and New Jersey has the connotation of people that can't afford Manhattan. Yeah.
It's IKEA. It's like the same accent, but more IKEA, you know? Oh, and she's like, it's different geographically. It's not that different vocally, okay? We're talking about OC people here. So then Gina keeps going for it because she's like, you know, I get that everybody doesn't understand every other place. Like me, with Newport. Like, if you've been to Newport, I can't with Newport, okay? I just can't. And Shanna's like, oh, well, I live in Newport. Thanks. And she's like, oh, sorry, I just can't. Like, oh, my God. So Shannon hates this girl now, you know?
Oh, my God.
So then she tells
these
him about
her. These are adult women. That's what I just can't wrap my head around. Like, these are, like, really adult women having these conversations like this. I'm like, okay.
So Shannon tells them about her weight loss thing. And they're like, what is that, like, frozen food? And she goes, well, of course it's frozen. I mean, that's the only way to do it, frozen. But it's healthily
special,
frozen.
It's a special kind of frozen. Goes, I love
it's a healthy kind of frozen, okay? And then she goes, here's how I lose weight. I don't drink.
Oh, well, there.
I don't eat. And I, you know, I have a positive attitude. And then it cuts to her, like, chugging a Tito's and soda and ordering, like, a pizza, you know? We always love Shannon.
Oh, well, I do think if they stop drinking, they probably all shrink up and go away.
No
they
kidding.
Put away a lot of booze in that town or
I
that
know,
group.
But you know, I ain't gonna judge.
In that group, they no, I could care less. I think they're more interesting when they do.
One time I was over here and someone said, can I ask your advice? Like, I was sitting at the bar and someone's like, hey, can I ask your advice, buddy? Like, some dumb conversation. He goes, yeah. Well, if you want to know how to fit the most alcohol in a glass, he could tell you that.
I said that? Oh, my God. And I don't even drink. Oh, my God.
I've always got, like, a huge martini over here.
I know.
And it's like, you're like, oh, my God, which one is that? I'm like, I don't know.
Well, when Ronnie's
okay?
coming, I got to make sure I got two jugs of tequila, the big jugs. Tito's. Tito's. No, yeah, vodka. Tito's. I didn't even know that. Uh-huh. Somebody sent me a bottle of that Tito's that said, you're going to laugh, said handmade vodka on it at my house in Miami. And I was like, oh my God, someone started a liquor company and they're making it hand and they want my opinion on it. I didn't realize it was like a well-known brand. And I wrote on their test and get back with them on it and all this stuff. And I had sitting in my bar forever and I never tested it because I just am too busy. And then I realized one day when people started ordering Tito's on television and then you started ordering Tito's and I go and I look at the bottle and it goes handmade vodka and I go, they didn't send me that because they're just creating a vodka and want my opinion on it.
Please
that's
tell me you wrote
a
them
vodka.
A letter or something.
I had written on there, I've got to get back with them and let them know what I think about it. But Ben's, I'm not much of a vodka drinker. I'm going to ask a few friends. And I got busy and forgot about it.
Yeah,
but
Gina.
It says handmade vodka. So I envisioned someone's at home brewing up a handmade thing with a handmade label. And they want to get, you know, opinions on it from people so they can see how to market it. And
Dear
I mean,
Tito, I don't like your hands on my potatoes. How about that?
Well, the label does kind of look like that. And it's,
it fits
the name, handmade. It fits the brand. It's good marketing. But I am such a dummy because I'm like, oh, I must be quite the influencer. They're asking me to test their vodka?
I did it. I'm an influencer.
Because remember when John Paul, what's his name, and Gerber came up or whoever came up with it. No, John Paul came up with that tequila line or some line a long, 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 long time ago. He was doing that and asking people their opinions on it. So I thought the same
thing.
Oh,
which tequila was it?
I can't remember. Oh, you know, the hair guy.
John Paul, you mean George Clooney?
No, the hair guy that has the big hair brand. Paul Mitchell.
His name is Paul Mitchell.
Yeah, his other,
I was like, Justine?
His real name is... John Paul, whatever.
Oh.
Anyway, and so he and his wife, he really did start a tequila company, and he really did send out hand things and get pendants on it.
Oh, my God. I love that you're just like,
do you think I can change
Tito
the subject?
I
was like, hey, Tito. I 20 of my friends tested it. They all thought it was great. Had a little too much ginger in it, but other than that, it was perfect.
Your wife would be a perfect housewife. She didn't remember it. So back at dinner,
am I distracting you from your show?
No, I'm not looking away to be rude.
Can I change the subject more than anybody you know and go off on rent? random talking, random.
Although you've talked to
random
me.
Acts of
I don't
talking.
Think we've ever finished an actual conversation.
Oh, we never
about
will.
What we've
no, because we're all over the place.
By the end, I'm like, I will take my pilot class's lesson. I do want a pilot license.
Who, you?
It's just like some random conversation we're having.
No, we're not doing
it
that.
It like starts with like, here's how to store your things better to make your apartment look bigger. And by the end of it, I'm like, I am getting my pilot's license. It's like, where? How did we get here? Okay, so back to the table. Kelly is looking like she just got some or whatever. And Shanna's talking about her diet. And Kelly's like, you lost weight. You look great. She said, well, I'm single now after what David did to me. And so she
just goes, how many times has she mentioned the girl's half his age? I've heard that 1,000 times in the, what, 4 episodes? He's half her age. He's half her age. He's half her age.
Her age.
That
now
bothers
that girl
her.
Was frozen the wrong way. I'll tell you that.
That
not
bothers her. That bothers Shannon that she's half her age, the younger, thinner version.
Wouldn't it bother? I mean, it would bug me.
Well, honestly, she should just be, I mean, yeah, it would be hurtful, but she should just be so grateful she cut her loss with him because he's really a jerk.
Yeah, he's
I mean, at least everything you see about him, I don't know him personally, based on what you see about him on the show, he's really an insensitive jerk. Yeah.
And he did that thing where he gets divorced, so he grows out his hair. You know,
that's ridiculous.
And he looks like Mr. Furley, like with a wig.
He's trying to be that guy. Remember that guy that used to have that long hair? I can't think of his name. Was
Fabio.
Popular for a while and went away.
With him in a Whole Foods once. He was horrified.
So. You know, Richard knows him really well. He lived at his house for years.
Fabio is very kind.
He was going to bring him over one time to the party. I was like, I don't care. Bring him.
Like, Fabio, I can't believe I'm seeing you in the avocado section. I'm a huge fan. He's like, picture? Fucking LA. Okay, so then Shanna's like, can you believe that? Isn't that insane? 20 years younger. And then Vicky goes, she says, it's on social media, so even my girls can see it. And Vicky goes, well, isn't it bizarre what they put on social? That is just crazy. And Kelly goes, what's bizarre is Vicky setting my husband up with a friend that's our friend. And then Vicky's just like,
they can beat a dead horse. Can they beat a dead horse? They'll be talking about the 20-year-old and the fix-up with the guy for like the next 10 years.
Yeah, Kelly's going to keep rolling on. And then Kelly tells us, well, I said it in front of everybody else because she has to hear everybody's other opinions and know that she's wrong. And then she's like starts cracking up. I love Kelly on this show.
Oh, my God.
So then Gina jumps right in. It's like, wait, you know her? I would never do that. That is the opposite of your character.
That's the dogs barking. Probably someone doing maintenance on the house, on the full-time maintenance house job. Okay, go ahead.
I know the house is never
this house
done.
Is never done. It's a money pit.
So basically, Gina's like, that is so not girl code. Okay, you know, like I would personally say, fuck you. I'm not hooking you up because that's the kind of girl I am. And then Shannon is just looking from side to side because she's supposed to be friends with Vicky now. And she knows that Vicky's totally wrong, you know. And that's pretty much it. Vicky leaves all pissed off. But then she's like, oh, my God, remember? Three amigos, woohoo. So they do that thing in the parking lot. So then Gina tries to have her first fight with Vicky. She's like, do you want to go hiking? Which if you ever want to piss me off. While making me look terrible, ask me to go hiking.
That's like saying take a hike.
Yeah, yeah.
A subliminal text. Yeah, that was funny. Oh,
and
because
like you can say whatever you want. You know what? Opinions are opinions, and everyone has an opinion. That's what you poop out of, or whatever. Yeah, and the lady's like, well, here's about my opinion, and she keeps trying to go on. And then Vicky tells us, you know what? This is my sandbox. You get to say, hey, you want to come play in my sandbox? I say, you want to come play in my sandbox? Oh, Vicky.
Everybody has their own sandbox. What makes this one her proprietary sandbox? Oh, my God.
Vicky's a nut.
They all pee on their territory.
Yeah.
And their friendship territory, on their husband territory, on their everything. They all pee on their territory. Yeah. Nobody wants to share.
The only other line I forgot to say was Vicky goes, really, Kelly, you're going to bring this up again at the table.
Yeah,
how many casseroles do you want, Kelly? How many casseroles do you want?
You'll never get over the casserole thing.
She won't.
You're obsessed with it, though. She does.
She literally said it.
Yeah, but you always remember that. Well, you remember that.
That was her big confession. You know, at the end of Matlock, when they finally get them to confess, and like, all right, I did it. I was mad at her from years ago when she slatted. And they have this like huge monologue. Vicky's Matlock ending was, I just wanted a casserole.
I just wanted a casserole. Aren't you supposed to get a casserole when you're sad?
And that brings us to the end of the Real Housewives of Orange County. Thank you so much. Okay, so let's tell everybody where they can find you. Your show is called Lunch with Leah.
Yep, it's on full-on podcast. Show.
It comes out every week. It's
every Wednesday at noon.
August 22nd.
Yeah, the new one's August 22nd, but the last 24 episodes are on iTunes. People are downloading them now. And then I'll be back in Miami that week, so I'll start it up again. And then they should tweet me their comments on Leah Black Miami.
Okay, very good. Because I love products and stuff.
Oh, yeah, my products are on LeahBlack.com. My Sudden Youth non-surgical facelift kit looked beautiful right away in 20 minutes that, you know, one of those other housewives tried to knock off and then criticized, and then she got blasted.
Oh, actually, that was an OC. You went after
I didn't Dubrow go after her. I called her out, yeah. And everyone sided with me because I was right.
So what did she say? What happened?
She went on that Evine thing, translation, she couldn't probably get on QVC. And she goes Snapple. Up there and says, you know, oh, I tried this product one time called Sun Youth, and it was just, oh, it just pulled my skin and it tugged and it did this and it did that. I was just, oh, I can do better than this. So I made this one and it gets better, the same results, but you don't have to put up with the this and the that and the other. And I was livid. I'm like, bitch, I created that formula 25 years ago and it's been clinically tested. I have all the clinical studies to prove it lifts, tones, firms, and tightens your skin. And you're going on there criticizing it and then telling people the product was so good and it worked so well that I knocked it off and made it better. Go get your own damn product.
Yeah. And she's trying to steal every product, even intermittent fasting. She's like, it sometimes with Heather. I'm like, that is not your diet.
That's
okay?
I've been hearing about that for years.
Yeah. She's just trying
to. She doesn't have an original idea. Get an original idea.
Yeah.
You know?
And who complains about having a mask that pulls their face? Isn't that what it's
That's
supposed
to point.
Do?
That's the point. When you take this mask off in 20 minutes and you look in the mirror, you're going to see the lines and wrinkles are less and your face is going to be lifted and toned and firmed and tightened. You should be like thanking me for that instead of complaining about, well, it pulled and tightened when it was on. That's the point.
Yeah,
hello?
You can go suck it, gerbilite claw hands.
So I was just annoyed by that because my social media just lit up with people telling me and sending me the link and what she said. Nobody, obviously, I didn't know this, but the audience doesn't really like her that much. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
No, she's a monster.
So I didn't know that. You know, I just, to me, I was just like, other the biggest memory I have of her is she was so offended someone broke a piece of the cake off and ate it. And I was like, okay, my God, don't break a nail around her. But I mean, she was
and
like not eventful to me.
Hexagonal lice was her other big thing.
Oh, the lice. Oh, God.
Well, that brings us to the end of Watch What Crappens. Next week, we will be back to standard recap mode with Mr. Ben Mandelker. Everybody who's joined me so far this week, I sure love you. Leah, thank you for being here.
Oh, how much fun did we have?
That was so fun.
It was fun.
Hey, bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
This summer, take yourself to a different place with Audible's Summer Listens. Like the spellbinding mythos, written and narrated by Stephen Fry and published by Penguin.
Uranos the sky covered his mother Gaia the earth everywhere. He covered Gaia in both senses. He covered her as the sky still covers the earth to this day, and he covered her as a stallion covers a mare. When he did so, something remarkable happened. Time began. Something else began, too. What shall we call it? Personality? Drama? Individuality? Character, with all its flaws and failings, fashions and passions, schemes and dreams. Meaning began, you might say. The seeding of Gaia gave us meaning, a germination of thought into shape.
Audible's Summer Listens. Choose from the world's largest selection of audiobooks and listen to your first one for free. £7.99 a month after 30-day free trial. Renews automatically. See audible.co.uk for details.